I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The most consistent thing about this Saints team the last 2 weeks has been Coach Payton's frustration post-game locker room interview.
Well, Deke, now, read that again, what he said at the beginning.
The first statement came out of his mouth was said, that's as bad as we've been in a while. And you ought to add something to that.
Yeah, what he means is we've seen that defense worse. What he means is the offense.
Yeah.
And you know why that's as bad as we've seen when he makes that statement? You know why that has hurting him hard? He's in charge of the offense.
Yeah.
So I think when he said that's as bad as we've seen, he's really talking about the offense and obviously, you know, not protecting the football. And you know, that drives coaches crazy. Now, one upside, I guess penalties. We had zero penalties at half, but we ended up with five penalties, 44 yards. No, that is winning football, but very disturbing loss, to say the least. No sense of urgency. The Saints have now lost seven preseason games in a row. Now you say, well, it's preseason. But I think, you know, when you compete, even if it is preseason, you want to win. And I look at the first half, which we did not win, because you look at the starters and we did play winning football, I thought, on third down throughout the game.
Right, and you're talking about defense.
Yep, they were. Houston was only 38% in the first half. They ended up 5 of 14 and 36%.
And Bobby, we added this up
the last two games.
Yeah, the last two games, the New Orleans Saints, Houston tonight was 5 of 14. New England was 3 of 14, so that's 21% the Patriots were last week, 36% tonight the Texans were. That's a total of 8 of 28, so right around 22% the Saints' defense on third down, which is a positive.
Well, considering the Texans last year in the National Football League was number one defense on third down, they gave up 28.5% throughout the season. So if that continues, no, that's a positive sign for the defense. So when you try and look for bright spots, I guess that's one, and only having five penalties for 44 yards overall. But, Deke, again, that's misleading. The turnover margin, we were plus one.
We had three. They had two. We were minus one.
Well, minus
Houston
one.
Won at plus one.
Yeah, Houston's plus one. With, to me, that's misleading. The Texans, it seems like they should have been about plus three. Now, I know we had a chance. For pick six, Ken Crawley, come on, you make a break on the ball, you got to come up with a play. And I don't know, like Coach Payne said, you got to come up with those plays in the game, because that's could be the difference whether you win or lose. But now, what, we minus five for the season, for the preseason.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's nothing to write home about. But you look deep, losing seven preseason games in a row. The last time the Saints won a preseason game, you got to go back to Saturday on August the 23rd, 2014, when they beat the Colts.
So you got to go back 2 years.
Yes. Think about that. 2014.
That might be a record in the league.
Well, I'd be interesting to see.
No,
it might be a Saints record, though.
No, we had to get – I'll tell you what, that's what we're going to get. They call we're going to get somebody behind the scenes to look that up. Before tonight takes out, we're going to find out.
How many preseason games
has anybody lost seven straight?
Seven straight preseason, because that might end up being a Saints record. We'll have to look at that. But – Deke, looking at how it unfolded, and I think we should see this because of the proximity of the cities. You know, and they can't play each other every year. It'd be once every 4 years because it's the AFC South and NFC South. But I think the Texans and Saints should play every year in the preseason. They had met eight times in the preseason, and the record was 4-4. So this is kind of the rubber match for preseason. So they've played nine times, and the Texans are now ahead 5-4. And, Deke, we did play well pretty much in the preseason on the road at Houston. You know, we had a 2-1 record on the road at Houston, but now it's 2-2. Deke, and I don't know, it's just very discouraging when you go across the board and say, okay, can you run the football? You know, can you stop the run? And when I look at it, and I guess you have to count the quarterback rushing, but I'm not going to count it. You know, we had 82 yards rushing and 3.2 average, but if you take away McCown's 25 yards, take away Grayson's 16 yards, we had 41 yards rushing. C.J. Spiller averaged a yard and a half. Ingram, a yard and a half, 1.6. That's a yard and a half. Lasko, 2 yards. We cannot run the football. Brandon Cohen being the leading receiver, he was targeted 10 times. He caught 6 balls, 47 yards. You look at the drops. And just very disappointing, nothing to write home about when you look across the board. What was accomplished, or I should say, what was not accomplished. And, Deke, I don't know, makes more and more. I don't know. If the offense is not clicking, maybe Las Vegas is right.
No.
You know, in the over and under, what if, six and a half.
Right.
I can tell you, if the offense is not clicking, I could see the Saints, like, this is a best-case scenario. If the offense is not clicking, winning four or five games. You know, because I can see Drew every now and then having a big game to win.
Right.
But then if you're really not clicking.
Like you see, every now and then they'd be about 6 times.
Yeah, if you're really not clicking, then you're on the 500 instead of being a 500 team. Now, it seems like the defense is getting better at times. But, you know, still not capitalizing enough on we have opportunities to get a takeaway. If you look overall, I think Von Bell was active, 7 unassisted tackles. He had a sack. Quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. He ended up with a special teams tackle. I think at times red zone defense, you know, we're making plays. But, you know, like I said, who are we going to give the game ball to? The reason why I don't want to give the game ball to P.J. Williams, even though he came up with a big red zone interception, because he gave up a touchdown. So not too many highlights.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.